Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, our thoughts, our feelings, our speaking, and our actions, so does the world, in our immediate world, in our family, in our communities, in our states, and across our country, and across all countries of the world. You see, economy is manage your home. And so that's what we do by starting with each of us to manage our home within us, in our mental, physical, emotional, spiritual being. Before I begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 207. Be a listener. Hear it all. Say less. Be a listener. Hear it all. Say less. To me, this is such a beautiful, beautiful reminder. Reminder that we do not know it all. That when we listen to ourselves inside our head, our mental talk, or even what we share with others, it is rarely the truth. It is our truth as it's been misrepresented by going through our mental faculty that's filled with all other mistruths, lies, if you will, that have been picked up by listening to others. And inside of ourselves, we usually have a mumble jumble of confusion. Thoughts, they're not God's thoughts that spin around in our head. We may have explanations. We may have judgments. We may have criticisms. And they're not the pure God truth. You see, most of the time, when we're listening to us or speaking over the guidance from above that comes through us, we are caught up in this mental realm. The science tells us it's some 90,000 thoughts a day. And most of them in the so-called negative range. You know, not good enough, lacking, incomplete, not loved, about us or others. Can't do, cannot receive. So all these things of not and should and ought to. And I share with you, dear ones, when that happens, when you're even aware, and we're asked to be consciously aware, it's incumbent upon you to stop. Stop the mental talking. Stop the mind chatter. Stop the repeating and the repeating of these untruths. These interpretations, how you took what others said, literally or figuratively, and personalized it about yourself, when none of it is true. We are told today, be the listener. Not the talker. Be the listener. Make a conscious effort to hear. make a conscious effort to give heed and take advice. That's what a listener does. And I share with you, this message is about listening inside, not to your mental, judgmental, egotistical self, that small self who thinks it's so big. Listen to that gentle, sweet, loving voice, oftentimes fleeting voice, that comes from your heart center, not your head center. From your true brain, not the mental brain. Listen to the voice of God speaking to you. The voice of your angels and your higher self speaking to you. Perhaps you better know it as your gut, your heart voice, your intuition. What you call it does not matter. What does matter is that you listen and be discerning of whose voice you are listening to. Listen with an open, quiet mind. We're told, hear it all. You can't hear the voice of God if you're talking over it, if you're explaining, or if you're begging, you know, telling God what you want, how it's supposed to be. You can't be speaking and listening at the same time. We are told, be a listener. Hear it all, every bit of it. Not a little and start talking. Not a little and drifting off somewhere else. Listen, hear it all, say less. Less. I know that may mean really being mindful of what you do when you say you're listening. Being mindful what you do when you make a request in prayer. Being mindful what you do when you open yourself up to meditation, allowing your heart to open and the words, the divine, to flow in and through and to you. To be mindful that you're really present in the here and now, listening to the voice of God that you really, truly came to hear. To hear God's word, not yours. God's truth, not yours. God's guidance, not yours. God's advice, not yours. That's why you come. You come to grow. You come to be more of who you were always meant to be. You come to strengthen you, strengthen yourself from the inside out, with the power and presence of God's Word. It starts with your willingness to make a conscious intention to listen, to be a listener. Give yourself permission to stop, in quote, knowing it all, allowing your mental mind to rule you, taking back your true, natural, authentic power. Stay centered. Quiet the mental mind. And come inside. Let's talk a moment about quieting that mental mind so you can, in fact, hear it all and not be in conflict, in separation. Between you, yourself, and God. You see, the mental mind has a way of doing that. And then we start thinking and feeling we are separate from God because of all those thoughts going on. So let me just share couple of things coming to mind. In your everyday living, when those thoughts come up, those negative thoughts about you and your world, what you can and cannot do, what people do or do not do to you, how life treats you and doesn't treat you, when they are of this negative, lesser than, lacking language. Be aware. Catch it immediately. Snap your fingers as if you are breaking the spell. Say something to the effect of cancel clear so you are consciously aware that is not you. That's a learned you, and you are now ready and willing to relearn, to come back to the truth of your being, who is pure, pure and powerful and centered in love. So you snap your fingers, breaking the spell of this negativity. I mean, in any one day, you may do it 12 times, 24 times or more. Do not judge. Simply cancel those words, that thought, that feeling. Snap your fingers. And then thirdly, say some mantra, some message that brings you back to your present, perfect, powerful self. It almost instantly allows you from the inside out to stand tall and relaxed at the same time with your head up, raised. It could simply be, I am one with God. All is well. God and I are one. Maybe it's reframing of what you said into the positive. Life always treats me right and perfect. Divine love is working through my life perfectly now. Yes, I am. Whatever it is that works for you, say it shift your thoughts consciously. Don't have a big discussion about what you did or did not say, or how you got it wrong, or get lost in believing the mental lies. Say less. To you, to others about you, and to God. Stay focused in the blessing, in the gift. Say words that acknowledge the gift and not the mental lies. You see, we are energetic beings, and we attract to ourselves exactly what we're putting out there. You want to be more and more close with God. It starts with an awareness of where your thoughts are. You may shift this today. Some of you already have. It's really a matter of being more and more of your spiritual self in this physical world. Staying grounded in the truth of your being. I am one with God. All good things happen for me. Everything is here for my good. All is well. So come back to our message. Bring the understanding of how to start retraining, recreating your mental mind so you truly may come back and be fully united with your God self. Because the answers you are seeking are here through God. If they were already in your mental mind, you would not be coming for prayer meditation. You would not be seeking a higher way. You would not be seeking enlightenment. The answer, dear one, is not in the world that fills your personality, ego, mental self, the reasoning, logical part of you. It has a place. Its place is to put into action the information, the guidance, the advice, the word, from God, to follow God's word first, not the other way around. Be a listener. Hear it all. Say less. Whatever you are facing, and we know people all over the world are facing all kinds of things that truly, from our human perspective, may appear dark, difficult, tragic. You in your own life, although no one wants to compare their life to things like the earthquake in Haiti, and yet in your own world, you may too feel you've got your own tragedy, your own world of destruction, your own world of loss and lack and fear and terror and trembling and dis-ease. And yet these are exactly the time to heed today's message, to listen, be a listener inside, hear it all inside, say less. I promise you, your next right steps to be truly living a life of authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity are here, waiting for you inside. As words, literally, as feelings, as sensations, as energy flowing to you, as simply an awareness, as if you don't know where it came from, a knowingness. This is all here when you listen, with an open heart and a quiet listening mind. So here we go. I invite you to join me in meditation now. I invite you to breathe long, deep, gentle breaths into your heart center now. Feeling the energy of the universe with every breath. The same energy that blows the wind and moves the waves of the ocean. Breathe into your heart center now. Feel yourself coming inside. And simply allow any mental thoughts pass through like passing clouds on a clear day. Breathing in to your heart center. Noticing a color, a light shining forth within you now. Breathe in to this colored light, the golden white light of your soul essence. Perhaps still color, perhaps it's a pulsating color. Breathe in to this light within you now. And as you do, see it grow brighter and brighter, wider and wider. See this bright shining star within you now. Imagine it as your North Star, this light of God within you, always here to point you in the right direction. Focus on God's pure love light now. Simply be one with this light, allowing yourself to be like a child, filled with curiosity, open to know more, looking at the light, captivated, awed at this light inside of you, allowing yourself to be this curious child who comes closer and closer, awakening. Listening, sensing, and you may ask this light of God, this light of truth, this light of love, this light of peace, this light of eternal wisdom, what do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? How may I serve today? Feel the love lighting you up from the inside out. Feel the love seems to pass through every cell and atom of your being, stretching from your heart to your feet so you may stand tall and steady, to your hands so you may embrace from love, and the top of your head, so you will stay mindful to be one with God. Feel this light filling you with the peace that comes from knowing who you are. I am one with God. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday living and to live from this place, from this truth, from this oneness, listening more and saying less. And so as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Seeing the light inside of us. Knowing that is who we are. Always here. Always present. Consciously feeling we are taking a bit of it with us as we come back to the surface. Breathing ever so gently, reminded that our breath is moved by the same love light that moves the ocean waves and moves the air that we call wind. Become aware of your hands and your fingers, your feet and your toes. Squeeze them ever so gently as you breathe into your heart and to your head. I am one with God. All is well. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Be a listener inside and know love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. God is knowing it all. I am that I am. God in action. Let there be healing light blazing throughout Haiti and now. All is well. It is done. Thank you. Father, Mother, God, oh.
Thank you. God bless. Namaste.